So today, spiritual breathing. And this is the idea of inhaling scripture and exhaling prayer, taking in God's word and expressing our words to God. My hope this morning is that God will remind us the vitality that we have, what is available to us when we take the time to spiritually breathe. If you would, open up a Bible with me to Luke chapter 10. I mean, Luke chapter 10 today, third book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. If you have any issues finding it, obviously you can always use the table of contents or join us on a phone or a tablet. You can just Google search Luke 10 and then access it through YouVersion or Bible Gateway. Luke chapter 10, the story that we're going to begin with today is exclusive to the book of Luke, only recorded in Luke's book. And it will give us some great insight on what it looks like to breathe in spiritually. Luke chapter 10, we're going to begin in verse 38. It says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. And her sister Mary, man, she sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner that she was preparing. She came to Jesus and she said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Will you please tell her to come help me? The Lord said to Martha, my dear Martha, you're worried and upset about so many details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken from her. Mary positions herself at the feet of Jesus. Man, she embodies and exemplifies what it looks like for us to breathe in the presence of God. First, man, she is surrendered. Seated at the feet of Jesus, her complete attention is on him. And yeah, there is the contrast of Martha preparing the meal, getting things ready, busy, moving. But the reality of it is that's actually a good deed. I mean, she's operating in hospitality, a gift of the Holy Spirit, and what was expected at that time. Now, to be fair, she's operating with like a head over her shoulder, you know, judging and looking at her sister and then asking, so that not so great, but she is active. And the reality of it is, has her hands and her mind on a lot of things. Mary, again, by contrast, man, zoned in, dialed in. She's laid everything aside to receive from the Lord. For us, when we get into time of breathing in scripture, it's simply asking God that he would speak. When we approach the Bible and that time with him without bias, without opinion, without preference. I mean, we insist that he have his way. We are following his lead and we yield to him. Man, not only that, man, Mary positions herself expectantly. Right? She is listening. It says it right there in verse 39. Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. Man, it makes me think of like Zacchaeus and how he climbs the tree just to get a look at the Lord, or the woman who pushes through the crowd just to get her hands on the hem of his garment. And then there's those guys that, you know, actually take a friend of theirs, put him on a mat, drop him through a roof just to get them in the presence of Jesus. There's a spot where it says that crowds gather early in the morning at the temple to hear him teach. In every one of these examples, and many, many more, people are expectantly putting themselves in the path of Jesus, ready to receive, ready to breathe in. And we can do the same. We can expectantly put ourselves in the path of Scripture. I'm here to tell you, man, our truest access point for spiritual oxygen, the very breath of God, is Scripture. God himself, man, he penned every syllable. 2 Timothy reminds us that these words are God-breathed. And they have the capacity to teach us and correct us and equip us to live a holy life. Hebrews 4 tells us that these words are alive and powerful, perfect, piercing, permanent. Man, Jesus himself even says that his words are here to stay. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. This is the place. This is the place where we can undoubtedly meet and receive from the Lord. And I don't know where you are in your Bible reading habits, right? Sometimes it fluctuates over time. Many of us, some of us, man, maybe we've been reading the Bible for years, or you know, we read on occasion, but we have a hard time getting a lot out of it. Maybe you've never picked up a Bible in your life, never given it a fair shake. Wherever you are, here's the beautiful, equalizing truth. What are we going to do tomorrow? Whether it's been years, a handful of times, or never. Church, what are we going to do tomorrow? Because I'm here to tell you that the very breath of God is waiting for us each day in the pages of Scripture, and I want to invite you to take this bookmark home with you today and join us as we listen expectantly to Scripture. That is the heart behind our Bible reading plan. I mean, it's the very reason why we call it listening together. We have no desire to just go through the motions. Man, we don't want to check a religious box. Our aim is to be a people who prioritize listening to and hearing from God. We want to know his voice. So this week, I'd encourage you, man, join us. Let's position ourselves in Scripture expecting to hear God's voice and breathe in his wisdom. Because let me tell you something, man. God welcomes your listening. God welcomes your listening. And we see this in the story. He makes it clear that Mary's choice is a wise one, one that he honors, one that he will preserve and protect. She has chosen the good thing, and man, it will not be taken from her. And I'm going to tell you, man, God will also honor your listening also. If you take the initiative to breathe in, you will receive. Over time, you're going to see that God is a very relational God who speaks to us as we listen. It's one of the most consistent promises in Scripture. I am with you. God is a relational God. Leviticus 26:12, I will walk among you. I will be your God and you will be my people. Deuteronomy 31:8, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. Joshua 1:9, man, God is with you wherever you go. Matthew 28:20, I love the way it said here. Be sure of this. I am with you always. And then Ephesians 1:4-5. Even before he made the world, God loved us and he chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is what he wanted to do and it gave him great pleasure. Psalm 145:18, Lord is close to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. James 4:8, man, draw near to God. He will draw near to you. He's a very relational God. Time in Scripture is a lively conversation with the one who wants you to know more about him. He'll speak. I want to manage your expectations, though. It might be a little bit like drinking a milkshake. Right? You ever had a milkshake, just too much whip and not enough milk? So you get on that straw and you're like, and nothing. Like, you know milkshake is in there, but nothing. Other times, man, you'll draw on that straw and it's, oh, it's just so flowing and it's just so, it's dessert. Other times, my favorite milkshake is strawberry. So there are sometimes you get on a strawberry milkshake, you're like, pow! You get this mouthful of strawberry, you're like, woo! I got something to chew on. And that happened to me this week. I was reading in Luke on Tuesday, chapter 21. I'm reading along, and in verse 15, I will give you the right words and such wisdom. Here I'm it's just a moment with the Lord. I'm there to listen to him. And man, I know you're getting ready. I know you're preparing for this moment. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'll give you the right words. And such wisdom. When that moment happens, when we get fruit and life to chew on, we utilize a very effective and simple journaling tool that we call SOAP. S-O-A-P, Scripture, Observation, Application, Prayer, right there on the bookmark. But when we get that word from the Lord, man, we want to write it down, that one verse, that sentence that pops off the page, and we begin to ask ourselves, okay, Lord, like, what are you saying? What are you pointing out to me? How are you encouraging me, instructing me, and opening my eyes spiritually? And then we begin to ask ourselves, okay, so now I see that observation. How do I apply it to my life? How can I put this to practice this week? And then we seal that with prayer. How many of you guys have an Amazon Prime membership? Plenty of us. Have you ever got one of these emails? Dear Amazon Prime member, we noticed that you weren't taking full advantage of your Prime membership. This is from my inbox because I have Spotify, so I don't ever really dial into Amazon Music. But man, I don't want this to be true of us this year. Church family, come on. Let's take full advantage of the access that we have to God through Scripture and breathe Him in. All right, let's transition from breathing in to exhaling out. Prayer. What's cool is, like, as we begin to make this shift ourselves, Luke does the very same thing. Chapter 11 opens with the disciples saying, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Man, can you imagine that moment? Again, a relational God, and they're toe-to-toe with him. Teach us how to pray. And so Jesus, man, first he prays, and then he tells them a story, and then he gives them this incredible word of wisdom. Let's look at that and see what we can draw from that moment. First, we see that prayer is personal. It's personal. Jesus could have opened the prayer anyway. He says, you should pray like this. Father. Family. Personal. It reminds us, yeah, we have access to the God of the universe, but he is also our heavenly Father. So man, whatever you pray, however you pray, make it personal. Don't go looking for the right words or the right way to say it. Man, use your words. Say it the way that you say it. And talk about everything. Man, I encourage you, talk about everything. Bear it all before the Lord. Open yourself completely to him. That's what 1 Peter 5:7 says. Cast all your cares and worries on the Lord because he cares for you. Man, no topic is off limits. I mean, come on, let's be real. God knows everything, right? So let's invite him into everything. We only distance ourselves if we avoid certain topics or life situations in prayer. So man, let's get close to God and invite it into all of it and make it personal. The second thing is, man, prayer is transformational. As Jesus begins to pray, we see some really essential elements of prayer in his prayer. We've put the Acts prayer model in front of you guys before. We've talked about it as a church before. And more than encourage you to pray a specific way or to follow a specific model, what I want to showcase this morning is how these elements are actually like almost in every prayer that we pray. They're even right here in the Lord's Prayer. Right? Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, or asking, right? So when we look at the prayer that Jesus prayed, He says, Father, hallowed be your name. Adoration. And then here comes the asking, man, your kingdom come. Give us each day. We see confession, forgive us of our sins, and more asking. Do not lead us into temptation. Here in this particular prayer, thanksgiving may be absent, but if you look right there in chapter 10, there's a whole prayer of thanksgiving. Verse 21 in chapter 10, it says, at the same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And he said, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you. These are the essential tracks that we want. These the kind of leak out of our head and our heart. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. But I want to tell you something, man. Like when we run in these tracks, it is a transformational process. Our prayers invite the things of heaven to invade the earth and bring about legitimate, lasting transformation in our lives. Like when we step into adoration, when we begin to say, Lord, you amaze me. Your love, your faithfulness, how true you are. We begin to lean in our worship of God. Man, we just begin to grow in our affection for him and how we want to be more like him. When we do confession, when we confess our sins and bare our soul, hear me, man, we knock down walls. We step toward God and get closer to him. We ask and invite his light into the shadows of our lives, and he graciously gives it and allows us to have sweet and strong communion with him. Thanksgiving. Okay. I know all of us know at least one person who is an ungrateful person. Don't be that guy. If I'm honest, then I have times when I can be that guy. And we just know, man, like I love how it says in 10 right there, Jesus, that he was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And he said, thank you. I mean, there's just kind of like a grinchy, curmudgeon like vibe to somebody who's ungrateful. Man, we begin to really begin to thank God and take note of all the ways that he's been faithful. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this provision. Man, there's just this thing that happens in our heart. We turn from ungrateful to grateful, and we find this wonderful joy. It's transformational. And supplication, man, what about when we ask? When we ask God to provide, when we ask God to heal, when we ask God to show us the right path, or whatever the ask might be. Man, we allow our trust in him to grow, our faith in him to grow, our expectation in him to grow. It's a transformational moment. Anytime we start walking in these paths, we're walking toward change in God. And we have a great access to this on our website, tpcconline.com/acts. And so to give you a chance, like if you want to download this resource, you really can even begin to write in and really run in all of these essential elements of prayer. But again, more than a model, I hope we see that when we exhale prayer, we can expect transformation. Man, I'm just here, I know it's a common phrase, but it's also a powerfully true phrase, right? Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things in us, in our lives, especially when they are persistent and bold prayers. And that's where Jesus goes next. In verses 5-8, he tells this story about a guy who has a visitor late at night, and he has nothing to provide him. He has no bread, no spread to put out. So he goes next door, and he goes knocking on his neighbors. I mean, late in the night, knocking on his neighbors. He says, hey, I need some bread because I have a guest. And no bread. And the guy says, man, I'm in bed. My kids are in bed. I'm not getting up. You're on your own. And then Jesus concludes the story with these words. Verse 8 in chapter 11. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And then Jesus turns to his disciples And he looks at them, teaching them to pray. Man, let's take a moment and let's listen with our hearts right now. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Man, keep on seeking, and you will find. Man, keep on knocking. The door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, man, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, man, do you give them a snake instead? If they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Hear me, Turning Point. As we step into a new year, as we step into a new season, whatever you're asking God for, keep asking. Whatever you are seeking the Lord for, come on, man, keep seeking him. Whatever doors you're knocking on, keep knocking. Yeah, keep knocking. Let's be a people who persistently, boldly ask of God and pursue him and express to him what we look for, what we long for in him in our prayers. One of the most memorable things that I remember hearing in this house, we're talking about prayer, asking for healing, asking for God's supernatural intervention. And Chuck said, man, if God doesn't do it, it won't be because I didn't ask. And that just sat so deep in my heart. I'm like, man, that's me from now on. I'm going to ask bold. I'm going to ask expectantly. I'm going to ask of the Lord. And then I'm going to trust that he is able and good and wise. And like whatever happens, man, that's good. I love him. I trust him. But keep inviting God into your life. Personally, transformationally, persistently, boldly. Invite God into your spouse's life. Invite God into your children's life. Invite him into your home. Invite him into your work. Invite him into your softball team. Lord, come on. We want you with us. Let's be a house who prays. We may not always get what we ask for, but we will always get closer to God. Hear me, man. He will not withhold himself from you. Jeremiah 29:13, 12 and 13 says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. I will hear you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Man, let's spiritually breathe in 2021. Let's draw in scripture and express our hearts in prayer. Let's spiritually breathe this week. I'm going to encourage you, man, like tomorrow, pick a time. Let's prioritize it and schedule it. And say, I'm going to do it 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to do it lunchtime with the Lord, right? Maybe you're more of a night owl, so it's like 9:30. That's cool. But let's schedule it. Let's prioritize it. 15, 20 minutes. 5 minutes reading the Bible, right? 5 minutes journaling in the soap. 5, 10 minutes in prayer, expressing our hearts to him. Let's make it personal. Right? Let's surrender and soap and make it personal. But hear me. An amen is not the end. It's the beginning. Amen is not, I'll see you later. Right? Amen is, Lord, so be it. So whatever he gives us in that moment, man, whatever we begin to express to him, that cycle would continue throughout the day. And he would change our lives with this spiritual breathing. We're in a really good spot with the reading plan. I'm excited because for the first 2 weeks, we're going to be in the Psalms. So it's going to be so easy for us to read the passion and the prayer of the Psalms and then find our passion in our prayer as we read. So for the next 2 weeks, man, we've got it teed up for some sweet time with the Lord. Won't you join us? And let's listen to him together. Before we leave today, man, I want us to express our hearts in prayer to the Lord. So I would encourage you all throughout the room, and let's take a moment on this first Sunday of 2021, man, and let's give our hearts to God. Let's express what we have in our hearts in prayer. I would encourage you, man, find a prayer posture that is comfortable and appropriate for you. If it's good for you to be on your knees, man, be on your knees. But let's take a moment and give God all of our attention. Just as we began the day, man, let's end the day. Lord, yes, I will. I acknowledge, God, that you are ahead and I long to follow you. I'm going to take a moment to pray, but I would encourage you, man, whatever's in your heart, whatever you have to ask of the Lord, to seek in the Lord, whatever you're knocking on, man, let's take this moment and say, God, we give this year to you. And even more than what we're looking for, God, we ask to give us eyes to see what you are laying ahead of us. Begin to pray. Holy Spirit, come. God, I thank you that you are here with us this morning. Thank you for being so relational, so compassionate, and so alive. And I ask God, man, for those of us that like we have a strong connection with you, continue to stir that connection. But Lord, I ask even more so, if there's anyone here this morning that is distant from you, in this moment, please call them by name. Touch our hearts, God, and pull us forward to walk with you this year. May it be, God, that we're not afraid of challenge, that we're not afraid, for we know that you're with you. Instead, God, we're excited and we're confident and we're enthusiastic and we're strong because we stand with a God who can. We stand with a God who's in control. We stand with a God who knows what's next and isn't afraid. Bolster our strength, God. Fortify our hearts. And as you do, make us salt and light. As we sing, Lord, remind us that you're holy, that there's no one like you, and that you alone are worthy of our pursuit and our passion. God, we follow you this year, and we do it in Jesus' name.